You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is Tommy Pham a must-add outfielder? We'll discuss next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Wednesday. May the 4th be with you. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. Tommy Pham went 3-for-4 with his fourth home run of the season on Tuesday night, and he is playing much better over his last 8 games. Scott, he is only 38% rostered. Do you consider him a must-add outfielder?
Look, anybody who shows signs of life over an 8-game stretch becomes a must-add player, right? We've seen it with Max Kepler, of course, with Taylor Ward before that. It doesn't take a hitter being hot very long in this environment for him to generate a lot of interest on the waiver wire. And well, I'm not saying it's unjustified in those other two, especially Ward. It may be justified in Pham's case as well, because, you know, you mentioned last 8 games, 400 batting average, 2 home runs, 4 doubles. Coming into Tuesday's game where he had the 3 hits, the home run, the double, so not even counting those numbers, he was in the 98th percentile for average exit velocity, basically at the top of the heap in terms of how hard he's hit the ball this year. You know, not a lot of them had been line drives, so you can understand why his batting average suffered. But, you know, if he keeps doing that, if he keeps impacting the ball that way, a guy with good plate discipline, good speed, playing in a much smaller park this year than he has in recent years, really than he has ever, you could see how Tommy Pham could kind of blow up here and become a must-start player the rest of the way. So I don't know that I'd add him in every 3 outfielder league, but anywhere I needed help at that position, sure, take a shot.
All right, let's talk about Jazz Chisholm, Scott. He is off to a fantastic start. He went 2-for-5 on Tuesday. He's now batting .318 with 4 homers, 3 triples, 5 doubles, 4 steals. The OPS is up over 1,000. What have you seen from Jazz Chisholm so far, and would you be looking to sell high on him?
I think there's a chance this could be a genuine breakthrough for Jazz Chisholm. Obviously, he has the pedigree. He has the tool set to be a fantasy standout, and maybe that's coming to fruition. But, you know, the plate discipline numbers haven't improved all that much. And not much in the underlying numbers has changed for him between this year and last. He's hit a lot of line drives so far. So, of course, you're going to have more success on those. His barrel rate is up, which I've said a number of times in the early going here, that might just be a reflection of how hot or cold you are, that stat specifically. And I'll also point out Jazz Chisholm was one of the few players producing last April when he hit .311 with a .969 OPS. Things got pretty ugly thereafter, and that could play out the same way this year, or it could not. But I'm saying there's still reason for skepticism. There aren't clear-cut signs of a breakthrough here. So I've been hesitant to move him up in my second base rankings, even though a lot of the best players at that position are off to miserable starts. I think they all deserve more time. So, you know, just by virtue of Chisholm being one of the few good hitters so far, it's worth exploring trade opportunities, but that's only with the presumption that you get a whole heck of a lot for him.
All right, let's fire up that worryometer, Scott, and we'll start with Charlie Morton, who had another weird start on Tuesday, gave up 5 runs, 4 of those earned over 5 2/3, some soft hits that got through, it was just a weird start for Charlie Morton in this one. Where's your worryometer level for him at this point?
He got burned by the shift a few times, but that's not to say his stuff looked great either, only 5 swinging strikes. I put my worryometer at a 4. I think he's going to figure it out. I don't see clear signs of skills erosion here, even though the numbers have been bad, that the curveball's still spinning at 3,000 RPM. Velocity looks fine. I think he's just off. I think he's off. Maybe his mechanics are off. Sit him until he figures it out, but I think he's going to figure it out.
All right, let's take a look at Tyler Mahle. He had another rough start on Tuesday at the Brewers, and his ERA is now 7.01. That leads all qualified starting pitchers. Scott, your worryometer level on Tyler Mahle?
I'll go as high as 7 on him. The strikeout numbers not being where they were last year is kind of a problem, especially since he's playing for what may be the worst team in baseball, certainly the worst team in baseball so far, and you worry about the win potential. I think that gives him a narrow margin for error, and I'm not sure he's the kind of pitcher who's gonna be able to perform well enough.
All right, would you look to drop Tyler Mahle, Scott, for any of these names who have emerged? Bruce Zimmerman, Christian Javier, or Jameson Taillon?
No, that's too low end for me. I'm kind of interested in Bruce Zimmerman in a deeper sort of way, but I don't think there's a ton of upside there. I think Mahle still has more.
All right, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.